The first Detroit Grand Prix away from Belle Isle since 1991 is in the books. Alex Palou won last weekend's race in a new street course around the Rensen. WDET's Alex McLennan was at the track and tells us what spectators thought about it.
When race organizers decided to move the Grand Prix away from Belle Isle to downtown streets, the goal was simple: create an event with more buzz that brings more people to the track and interacting with Detroit businesses. This year's Grand Prix did bring new fans to the races, including Benjamin Day.
I love seeing people in the heart of Detroit. I love this city, and I love seeing like an actual vibrant.
And there was plenty to do at the track besides the race. Free concerts throughout the weekend in Hart Plaza kept music-going crowds out and about even after the racing stopped. Day says he enjoyed the atmosphere.
Like, I just want Detroit to be the spot.
Another way race organizers aimed to attract fans was by making a large portion of the track open for free public viewing. That's where I found Dwayne, who didn't want to give his last name, but was enthusiastically cheering along the fence line on Jefferson Avenue.
I always loved racing. I used to watch racing when there was nothing to watch on Sunday. I watched racing.
Like Benjamin Day, Dwayne says he never got to see the Grand Prix in person on Belle Isle, but now that it's downtown, he was excited to check it out.
We're talking about professional racing. I'm loving it, really. And I'm a Detroit native, so hey, there you go, born and raised.
The city street free public viewing model has been done before at a Grand Prix in Nashville. That's where IndyCar driver and 2023 Indy 500 winner Joseph Newgarden is from. He says the formula has proven successful there.
You know, everyone loves that race in my city, so I think, you know, the same can happen here in Detroit.
Grand Prix organizers predict this year's race will have a greater economic impact than it had when it was on Belle Isle, and after years of mixed emotions over the race's impact on the island, those with vested interest hope it sees a big jump in public support. People like Cerise Jones, who has volunteered at 25 Detroit Grand Prix.
I started downtown, moved to the island. I like the island, but it's nice to be back downtown.
Jones says she witnessed enthusiastic crowds throughout the weekend.
I'm hoping that it stays on the circuit.
While fans seemed to enjoy the event, not all the drivers were in love with the new track. Some complained the circuit's slow 90-degree corners were boring to drive. Many predicted the narrow layout would lead to a crash-filled main event. They weren't wrong. Seven yellow flags meant about one-third of the Detroit Grand Prix was spent at slower speeds while crews cleaned up wreckage. There were also two separate times where drivers hit the wall while the field was already slowed behind the pace car. During the weekend, eventual race winner Alex Palou said the track was too tight, too bumpy, and too short for IndyCar. He says he'd like race organizers to explore changing the track layout to make the roughly 1 minute lap time about 20 seconds longer. But does it matter? If the race can generate revenue, attract fans, and provide a boost to the city, how significant is the integrity of the racing product? Joseph Newgarden says that's a balancing act.
When it's an event, there's a lot of other time when cars aren't on track, and you want people to enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy each other's company, but also the on-track product is really important.
IndyCar driver Jack Harvey finished 17th in the Detroit Grand Prix. He says there's more to consider than just the in-person audience.
When you talk about like a fan experience, you know, you've got to break that down into categories. It's their experience at the track, but it's also for fans watching at home being able to watch a great race.
About 1 million viewers witnessed the race from home, according to NBC. Harvey says he isn't sure a collision-filled race makes for good television, even if there is a great in-person atmosphere.
There's a knife edge in which you can swing and fall either direction, but I think at the end of the day, you got to go out there and try and do both and then be flexible with changes.
Going into the weekend, Detroit Grand Prix organizers acknowledged this year's event was going to be a learning experience, and they will have an opportunity to make changes. The race is under contract to be held downtown for the next 2 years. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.